General Motors has introduced an unusual concept vehicle called the Highwire, and the company is walking a tightrope with this car by trying to bring to the market two breakthrough technologies in a single package. Like a number of other automakers, GM is struggling to commercialize hydrogen-powered fuel cells that can provide clean, emission-free energy. The other part of Highwire's name refers to its use of so-called drive-by-wire systems. Slip inside and there are no pedals, and the steering wheel is replaced by what is essentially a video game controller. Here to talk about this new technology is Paul Eisenstein, publisher of thecarconnection.com. Good morning, Paul.
Good to be with you.
You've driven this car, right?
I haven't driven the Highwire. I have driven a prototype of that one.
And how odd is it to drive a car as if it were a video game?
Yeah, it's starting to learn to drive all over again because the pedals aren't there. The steering wheel is completely different. You don't turn it round and round when you want to make a big turn. It's what you might call smart steering. So it essentially knows how far you might turn in any particular conditions. When you're going down the freeway at relatively high speeds, even the slightest turn will give you, very controlled, subtle turns. When you're going at low speeds in a parking lot, you may only have to flick your wrist a little bit, and that car will just about turn sideways. Plus, the brakes and the accelerator are actually controls that are right there where your hands are, more like a motorcycle.
Well, judging by your own experience, how comfortable do you think customers will feel, at least initially, driving this car?
Well, I think if you took the average driver on the street and put him in this car right now, they'd probably freak out. My own reaction was when I'd go to brake, I'd take my foot and try to jam it on a brake pedal that didn't exist.
Why is GM trying to combine this technology with hydrogen-powered fuel cells? Because that technology has not been a huge hit with customers.
Well, it gives them a chance to sort of showcase a lot of new technology in this vehicle called Highwire. But I have to say that GM isn't the only one working with either of these technologies. In fact, three of the Japanese makers, Honda, Toyota, and Nissan, all plan to supposedly sell fuel cell vehicles in the United States later this year. The drive-by-wire technology is starting to show up in production as well. Mercedes has several vehicles that have drive-by-wire accelerator pedals and brake systems. So when you step on the brake, you're not actually connected to the wheels mechanically. What you're doing is you're essentially doing the same thing as if you moved a mouse or twisted some other control on your computer. You're sending a digital signal to a motor that controls the braking or accelerating systems.
What about regulation of this new type of vehicle? Does it fall under current laws?
Some of the by-wire technology does meet current law, but some of the more radical systems, such as steer-by-wire, may not pass muster with the government. Right now, the laws require direct mechanical connections between the steering wheel and your wheels. So if this technology is to catch on, it's going to require some legislative changes.
Paul, thanks very much.
Good to be with you.
Paul Eisenstein is publisher of thecarconnection.com.